This is Fresh Air. Jazz tenor saxophonist Dana Stevens was sidelined with kidney disease several years ago. To celebrate his recovery, he has two albums due out this year. The first of those, for a compact trio, is now out. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's a showcase for Stevens' sleek sound and music suited to life in lockdown.
Tenor saxophonist Dana Stevens' tune, Will's Way, from his trio album, Liberty. Jazz combos without piano have an airy, open sound, but leave everyone more exposed, working harder to define the form and fill in the texture. That's when it helps to have creative, compatible partners like bassist Ben Street and drummer Eric Harland. Dana Stevens can cry and rip it up on tenor, but at heart he's a streamlined, melodic player. His handsome down-the-middle tone is not too heavy or light, though he can lean either way. His sound is sleek, with very light vibrato, and the lines he improvises are uncluttered and well-organized. His horn sings. Tenor is Dana Stevens' main saxophone, but on his new album, he also sneaks in features for alto and baritone. You might barely notice the switch, since he gets a consistent sound from horn to horn. His baritone is more broad-shouldered than his tenor, but he doesn't wallow in the honking low notes. There are some pretty tunes, mostly his own, on Dana Stevens' album Liberty, inspired by other pieces of music and people and places he knows. Those pretty tunes also serve to get the band moving. The push and pull beat of Eric Harland's drums and Ben Street's bass keeps the music breathing. It may seem odd to you, as it does to me, that I'm talking about a new jazz record as if the world were carrying on as usual. But maybe there's a life lesson here. The Dana Stevens' trio's improvised grace in a compact setting where everyone's interdependent but no one steps on any toes, that can set a good example for the way we're living now.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and the Audio Beat. His new book is Play the Way You Feel, The Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film. He reviewed Liberty, the new album by saxophonist Dana Stevens.